Welcome to Union City Radio for Friday, August 7th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council.
We see it as our moral obligation to keep students and educators safe.
That's American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten on this week's Monday Morning QB show here on WPFW.
We started really looking ourselves back in March and April about what was needed to reopen, because we were damned if we were going to have reopening as chaotic as closing was, with no information, with the president downplaying this virus, with him being reckless. The reason you're seeing more and more places going on to remote, at least to start, is because they're not capable. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the resources. They haven't had the plans in place. And frankly, this is unprecedented for everyone. And given how terribly the Trump administration has done any of this planning, because it's been so terrible, it's now putting more pressure on schools and on districts and on parents and teachers to get it right on a local level when it's been completely messed up on a national level. We can't have a situation where people's lives are being jeopardized or their health and safety is being jeopardized by reckless political maneuvers by a president or a governor.
American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten. We've got a link to the show in the podcast show notes, or go to WPFWFM.org and click on Archived Shows. You can catch Monday Morning QB every Monday at 11 a.m. right here on WPFW 89.3 FM. On today's labor calendar, there's an online Coalition to Repeal Right to Work meeting tonight at 7. For details and all the latest local labor events listings, go to dclabor.org and click on Calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1919, Actors Equity was recognized by producers after stagehands honored their picket line, shutting down almost every professional stage production in the country. Before unionizing, it was common practice for actors to pay for their own costumes, rehearse long hours without pay, and be fired without notice. Today's labor quote is by Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, the IWW organizer born on this date in 1890. Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, who said, "There is less violence against labor today, but there are more legal restrictions. There has been labor protection by law, but there has also been labor repression by law." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Union Plus believes Black Lives Matter and values the lives of Black people. Union Plus denounces racism in all its forms and stands up against hatred. Read their statement at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
for the union.
Oh, yeah, the union.